Hillary Clinton is campaigning in North Carolina today. So is Donald Trump, who also makes stops in Florida and Pennsylvania. Yesterday, Clinton spoke to students at Arizona State University in Tempe.
Everything I've done has only been because I'm willing to listen to people. People with all kinds of points of view, different experiences and expertise. Those who agree with me and those who don't agree with me. Because I think when you're in public life, you should try to find common ground in order to solve problems together. I am not interested in perpetuating gridlock. I believe we've got some great opportunities in America that will give us the kind of future that all the young people and students here tonight deserve to have. I really believe that's the only way we're going to get things done. That is the way a democracy is supposed to work.
Well, in Miami, Florida yesterday, Trump called out the media for biased reporting, once again singling out NBC reporter Katie Turr by name.
It's too bad those cameras aren't turning around to see this incredible group of people with thousands more outside. Isn't it too bad? They don't do it. But you know, if Hillary speaks and there's 30 people in a line, they say, oh, the crowd is massive. She's never had a crowd like this in her life. President Obama shouldn't be campaigning for any longer. It's really a conflict, right? He ought to be working on jobs, on the border, on building up our military, instead of campaigning for crooked Hillary Clinton. That's what he ought to be doing. He's in North Carolina, but we're going to North Carolina right after this. So, but we have two more today in Florida, and we have massive crowds. There's something happening. They're not reporting it. Katie, you're not reporting it, Katie. But there's something happening, Katie. There's something happening, Katie.
Well, that prompted other reporters to tweet out their support for Katie Turr using the hashtag #I'mWithTurr. And Katie Turr responded on MSNBC last night.
It's been a wild ride for about a year and a half, and it is a unique experience to have an entire crowd of people, whether it is a open-air venue like we were today or a stadium with 10-plus thousand people booing you. And it's especially unique when they're actually saying your name and looking directly at you. And that's what happened today. That being said, Donald Trump was complaining about this idea that he has that the press doesn't show his crowds, which is just factually untrue. The cameras that are there, there's a number of cameras. He sees them all. Oftentimes, when he's playing to the camera and saying we don't move our cameras to show these crowds, the cameras are all looking in opposite directions showing the crowds. And not to mention, we are penned in. The campaign doesn't allow the cameras to even leave to go get more crowd pictures. This is a shtick that he does. It's to rile up his base. It's to give them an excuse for polls that might not be in his favor. It's to give them an excuse to berate somebody other than Donald Trump and to blame somebody for something that doesn't look as good as they want it to look.
That's NBC reporter Katie Turr speaking last night.